All right, fans, radio.dominican.edu. We are the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. It is senior night, the 14th of November, 09. And senior night means the final evening of volleyball play for four graduating ladies. Four ladies to end their collegiate play. Their collegiate career comes to a close, at least at home, tonight, Josh. And it's always a bittersweet night. On radio.dominican.edu, we are broadcasting worldwide. And now with a little bit of information about our graduating seniors. Here on senior night is my lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson.
Yes, tonight we honor our four departing seniors who have given so much to Dominican over their time here with great, great play on the court and just great, great attitude off the court as they have represented Dominican athletics to the top tier and full extent. We love these ladies here on radio.dominican.edu, and I'm going to give you a little information on each one. Laurel Grand, 21 years old, was born in Santa Cruz and grew up in Aptos. She attended Aptos High School, where she played varsity for 2 years and was captain for 1 year. Laurel has been playing volleyball for 10 years, playing for the Bay Club Volleyball and Maine Beach Volleyball. She has been an outside hitter and a middle blocker. Laurel is studying psychology and will graduate in May in hopes of finding an internship and continuing on the grad school to complete a PhD program. Laurel's fondest memory is wondering who would win the fight between Darcell and Amanda. She will miss the sisterhood and friendship from teammates, quotes and interesting stories from coaches, and constantly learning lessons she can use on and off the court. Laurel would like to thank her parents, Wendy and Warren, first and foremost because of the sacrifices they have made for her and her volleyball career, the hours of encouragement, driving the games and tournaments, and being the best team parents ever. And being loud enough to hear on the court. She would also like to thank her sister for giving her the idea to play volleyball and practicing with her when she was too young to be on the team. The coaches, Roger, John, and Jeremy, for their dedication and enthusiasm. Her teammates, who are constantly making her better. Her boyfriend, Aaron, for being at her games and always there to support her. And anyone who has ever shown support for DU volleyball. And lastly, the fans, who have been especially awesome during this transitional year. Remember, no excuses, no regrets. And that are great words coming from Laurel Grand, our departing senior. Such great play for her over the past 4 years at Dominican University. She will be dearly missed. Next, we're talking about Tiana Tuatagaloa. Tiana is 23. She was born in Greenbrae and grew up in San Rafael. She attended San Rafael High School here in the beautiful San Rafael and was a 4-year varsity starter, 2 years as captain. Tiana has played volleyball for over 10 years, playing for Marin Juniors Volleyball Club and Empire Volleyball Club. She went to Gonzaga University and played volleyball while studying business and administration and marketing. Currently, she is working on her graduate degree, which is an MBA in global sustainable management. And she has been a middle blocker, outside hitter, and a right side hitter, all-around volleyball player. Tiana's fondest memories of DU volleyball are the sing-alongs in the Rockstar van and Brooke heading the ball over during a rally. She will miss Jeremy's jokes, running microwaves, and most of all, the girls and the friends she has made. She says, "Love you all. You made my last semester a great one." Tiana would like to thank her family, her parents, Natu and Judy, for being the greatest parents in the whole world and always supporting her no matter what she throws at them. Her sisters, Malia and McKenna, for loving her unconditionally and being the best cheerleaders and coming to all her games. "I love you all and couldn't do it without you." That is from Tiana Tuatagaloa, has been such a great addition to this volleyball squad, showing a lot of great veteran experience. We will definitely miss her here. Jacqueline Woodall, as well, is another great senior departing with us tonight. Jacqueline Woodall is 21, was born and raised in San Rafael. She attended Marin Catholic High School, where she played varsity for 3 years and was a captain for 1 year. Jacqueline has played volleyball for 13 years, playing for the Marin Juniors Volleyball Club for 10 years. She has been a setter, right side, and defensive specialist. After volleyball season, Jacqueline plans on focusing on her senior project and working at an internship. Jacqueline is studying digital art, and after she graduates in May, she hopes to work for a design company in the Bay Area. Her fondest memories of DU volleyball are the road trip down to L.A. her freshman year. The soccer teams moved all the volleyball stuff from their rooms, walking through the drive-thru at Del Taco, and the 8-hour drive home when they had to pay toll with change. Jacqueline will miss all the van rides, riding in the back of the bus, all the dance parties during warm-ups and having many heart attacks every time she saw 3 minutes set on the clock. Jacqueline would like to thank her friends and family for all their undying support throughout her entire volleyball career. Seeing all your faces in the stands has been everything I needed. She would also like to thank all of her DU volleyball teammates from 2006 to 2009. You girls have taught me so much about myself and different aspects of the game, and I love you all for that. She also goes on to say your friendships will last forever in her heart. Her sisters Jennifer and Jessica for always having big shoes to fill. They made her work hard every single day, but most of all her parents Sue and Rich for being at every single game, even though she was the third Woodall girl through. Thank you for not giving up on me, and hopefully now you can get a break from the gym bleachers for a while. That comes from Jacqueline Woodall, a great, great senior here at Dominican. Also, last but not least, not the least at all, is Gabrielle, a.k.a. Gabby Pecora, 21 years old, was born and raised in Sonoma. She attended Justin Siena High School in Napa, where she played varsity for 3 years, one of which she was captain. Gabby has been playing volleyball for 12 years, playing for the Empire Volleyball Club and Absolute Volleyball Club. She has been an outside hitter, a middle blocker. Gabby is studying biology and chemistry, and after she graduates, she plans to travel in Europe in hopes of playing professional volleyball after she plans to go to medical school. Gabby's fondest memory was walking through the Del Taco drive-thru in Irvine after her first tournament her freshman year. She will miss all the friends she has made over the years and not practicing every day. Gabby would like to thank her parents, John and Bernice, who have never missed a game in her entire career, and for competing for which one was the most prepared during and after tournaments and games with Gatorades, food, and massages. And in the end, it was a tie. Her sister Sabrina, because she is the reason Gabby started playing volleyball. Her boyfriend Mike, who has been coming to all her games since high school and supported her always. All her teammates and coaches for their time, dedication, and intensity throughout the years. And to all the fans that have supported DU Volleyball. She goes on to say, you guys make such a difference. That is from Gabby Pecora, perhaps one of the greatest volleyball players we have ever had here at Dominican University. All these girls going in their last home game here at Dominican. We will miss them dearly, and I'm definitely going to probably shed a tear tonight, Stu, but we'll try to refrain from that. But we definitely, definitely appreciate all our seniors and all our athletes here at Dominican. Speaking of which, shout out to Jillian Rizzo, an all-star athlete here at Dominican University. Out in the ticket booth, Jill, let's play softball. Soccer, she might be a superhero part-time. We don't know. She does everything, and she's a nursing major, as I believe. No, she's a graphic. She might be an art major. Yes, I think she is a graphic art major. Jill does everything.
She might be a nursing major as well.
She might do everything. She's definitely an all-around star. Thank you, Jill Rizzo, out in the ticket booth, helping us out, blasting us loud there in front. So, 2 minutes left to go, and we will face off with the second game of the weekend. Yes, two volleyball games this week. It's extra special. Dominican University of California versus Grand Canyon University. Dominican fell short last night, hoping to correct that and come out on top tonight with a victory. GCU's a tough squad. I think DU can handle it, though. It's going to be a good game. It's senior night. If you are in the area, you should come out and support our seniors and have fun here at the volleyball games. It's always great, and we will be bringing you all the action live. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Be back at you in about a minute and a half.
This is head women's volleyball coach Roger Goodwin welcoming you to another DU volleyball match with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, Roger, thank you very much, fans. And that is the last time you'll hear from the coach this season, as tonight is the very last game in the 09 campaign for volleyball. It is senior night. And
The place is loaded. It's always a bittersweet night, Josh, when the seniors graduate. Brandon Davis is in the house, folks. And the overhead announcements are getting started as we reflect on this season where the ladies volleyball team is 1-14, losing a heartbreaker last night to GCU. Grand Canyon in the house again tonight to help us end the season. So let's see if we can pick up the overhead announcement for you regarding our four graduating seniors. Jacqueline Woodall, Laurel Grand, Tiana Tuatagaloa, and Gabby Pecora. And they're bringing out the bags of flowers and prizes and the plaques. And, oh, here's the overhead read. Here we go, Josh. It's Brooke Swingle doing the overhead announcement. Senior night on radio.dominican.edu. So the parents and families are coming down out of the stands, standing with the seniors, as you might expect. Tuatagaloa, Woodall, Grand, and Pecora. And they've all got family coming out tonight. Woodall's all teary already. We haven't even gotten started on this thing. Brooke Swingle on the overhead announcement, folks.
where she played on varsity for 3 years and was named captain her senior year. Jacqueline also played for Marin Junior's volleyball club for 10 years. After volleyball season, Jacqueline will be finishing up with her senior thesis project and working for an intern to further her education in digital arts. As a senior at Dominican, where she attended and continued playing volleyball for all 4 years, she will be graduating May of 2010 with a bachelor's in digital arts. After college, Jacqueline plans on working for a design company around the Marin San Francisco area. Jacqueline will miss the van ride and riding in the back of the bus. All the dances, all the dance parties, warm-ups, and having a mini heart attack with those 3 minutes when up on the clock were microwaved. What we'll always miss and remember Jacqueline for is her crazy, unique laughs, her hard work, dedication, and teamwork she's put forth in building our team. Harmonizing the national anthem during our game day, dancing to her own beat, having jam sessions and girl talks in the Rockstar Van, creating heart-to-hearts, and building friendships with her teammates. Always having her Maddies and Teddies at every other week. Jacqueline would like to thank her friends and her family for all of their undying support throughout her entire volleyball career. Seeing all your faces in the stands has been everything and anything she's needed. Jax would also like to thank all her DUVV teammates from 2006 to 2009. You girls have taught her so much about herself and different aspects of the game, and she loves you all for that. Your friendships will last forever in her heart. Jax would also like to thank her sisters for always having big shoes to fill, and most of all, she would like to thank her parents for always having... Parents for being at every single game, even though she was a third world the quote that she always remembered was, "Thank you for not giving up on me, and hopefully now you can get a break from gym bleachers for a little bit." The quote that she gave out to our team was that, "I'm sorry, girls. I really tried to talk Roger into letting us run cross court. We love you, Jack, and definitely miss you so much." Going to all her games. She loves you all. She loves you.
Holly Jewell, teammate of Gabby Pecora, talking about the graduating senior Pecora and team captain. And Josh, I think they'll have, let's see, they're going to have the photographer, that's Brandon Davis, he's our official DU photographer out there with Chili the Penguin and all of the families. Everybody's out there, the graduating seniors here on senior night. What a great night, Josh.
Oh, it's wonderful, Stu. It's great to see all of our seniors. We give them a great send-off and appreciate them for all their hard work on and off the court throughout their college career. It's so hard to be a student-athlete nowadays, Stu, and the ladies have done just a superb job at it, and we definitely appreciate them.
All right, fans. An emotional night. And I think the hardest part is behind us, Josh. It's just always so tough to see the seniors go, especially after we call their games since they were freshmen, and now Pecora and so forth, they're taking off. Josh, I don't know if we're going to have a national anthem, but fans, we are ready for the starting lineups tonight for Grand Canyon University, who are 20-8, 9-6 in conference under Chris Neighbor, the head coach, assisted by Megan Taylor. Number one is Kristen Preach, a 5'10 freshman. Number two is Shelby Taylor, a 6-foot freshman. Let's see, 12 is Whitney Estes. She's a 5'11 senior. Number 14 is Tamika Henry, the 5'11 junior. Erica Elo, number 15, is a 5'11 freshman. And Erin Compton, number 3, the 5'7 freshman. The starters for the Antelopes. For the Penguins, they are getting the overhead announcements out of the way, and we'll have the starting lineups for you here in just a moment for Roger Goodwin. Roger Goodwin's Lady Penguins are 6-23, 1-14 overall, Josh, the starting lineup for the Penguins. Number six is Gabby Pecora, the team captain, graduating senior at 5'10". She is playing her final night of collegiate volleyball. Tiana Tuatagaloa, likewise, number 11, the 6-foot senior out of San Rafael. Laurel Grand gets a start tonight, as you might imagine, the 5'10 senior out of Aptos. Number 15 is Jacqueline Woodall, affectionately known as Woodrow, the 5'7 senior out of San Rafael. Number 23, Brooke Swingle, is a 5'10 junior out of Sonoma. And rounding things out for Roger Goodwin will be Kayla Morphew, number 30, the 5'9 sophomore out of Rohnert Park. Coach Goodwin is assisted by John Engstrom and Jeremy Wagner. And our head trainer, Jesse Mazza, is in the house. A big DU Radio shout-out to Linda Elzey from Josh and I. We'll bring you the national anthem now. For those of you at home, please rise. Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California, where our athletics director is Terry Toomey. This is Stuart Horn. I've got my lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson, alongside with analysis of tonight's volleyball game, NC2A Volleyball, live, worldwide, from Mumbai to Dubai, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from San Fran to Japan, the long way, Josh, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, ladies and gentlemen, it is radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide and to our ships at sea via satellite. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at DU, where our head coach is Melba Beals. The very last night of Penguin Volleyball for the 09 campaign. Penguins finishing up the season tonight. They are not playing any road games after tonight. This is it. The Black Hole is well stocked with Penguin fans. Some would call them Penguin crazies. In fact, most people call them Penguin crazies, led by Mike Wells. He's up there in the stands. Our own Penguin crazy is Josh Johnson. He's alongside. He's
yes,
a junior. The junior broadcasting sensation is Josh Johnson. So for the Penguins, they'll have the side out. Woodrow's going to have the service for the DUs. The Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. Antelopes from Grand Canyon University in the house. They're on the northern side. The Penguins moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Woodrow lays a perfect one in there. We are underway in the final night of collegiate volleyball for our four graduating seniors. With the first kill attempt of the night, there's Pecora. Pecora smokes one up nicely, but Grand Canyon's right there to pick it up. Now Grand Canyon, Elo lays a masterful slam in there, but the Penguins are on it. Bumped into the back row, over to Durbin. Durbin, two touch. Penguins get the first point of the night, Josh.
Great job by the Penguins, playing good volleyball, staying with the rally there, not getting too flustered. Good play and bad play on the part of GCU. You can't have the two-touch.
Oh, no, and now a shank serve by Woodrow, who's standing at the center of the baseline. Woodrow came off the right side of her hand. One up. Serving now is Erica Elo, the 5'11 freshman out of Spokane. And Elo really put it to the Penguins last night as GCU took the Penguins apart last night. Beat them in five in an overtime game. The killer there was it was 15-8 at the end. And the Penguins really kind of didn't do their thing in that overtime match. And now Elo serves one right toward Jacqueline Woodall. Woodall lets it drop up the right side, and it falls inbounds. 3-1 in favor of the Antelopes. And another ace right at the feet of Kayla Morphew. Morphew dives forward for it, but it was laid in there perfectly up the right side. The Penguins are going with a 4-2 defense. Four in the back, two up front. Here's the next serve by the Antelopes to Woodrow. She bounces it high off the arms over to Morphew. Morphew into the back row, Durbin. Durbin takes it, a short set into the front row, blocked by Laurel Grand, but it was set so low that by the time it got over the net, Tamika Henry, the 5'11 junior out of Phoenix, had put the killer away. Another point for the Grand Canyons, and there's another ace. And the Penguins are off to a pretty slow start here, Josh. 6-1 in favor of the Antelopes.
You know what? You can't start playing the other team's games, dude. That is what is essential. It's so easy to get flustered in a game and get tossed off the side and feel like you have to make up for what the other squad is doing and what you didn't do in your last play. You can't do that. You play your own game. You stay composed. You settle down a little bit, and you hop back in this one. You can't let GCU pull away by too much. They have one of the best defenses in the Pac West. We said that last night, and they played great D last night. And DU is going to have to be able to step up and be able to find the creases in their defense and get the correct kills so we can come out on top of this one, the winner.
Timeout's been called by Roger Goodwin. On the Penguins side, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Here we go, fans. Erica Elo to serve for the Lopes. She's in the left corner on the service, behind the end line, as you might imagine. That's the rule. Now it's helped over by Gabby. Oh, and a pancake save by the Lopes. What a great save there. The Antelopes, so very tough on defense. They're the number one rated defense in the PacWest Conference. Saved by Durbin. It comes popping up. Christine Preach got a hand on it, but it landed in the net, and the Penguins finally get a point. 6-2. Here's Swingle to serve. She runs up from the right corner. She nails one into the back left. Dug out by Elo. Helped across by the Antelopes. Oh, what a great play there by Eddington. Eddington also a major factor in the game last night. Now a miscommunication, Josh, by Durbin and Elo in the middle of the back row. Penguins with a point, 6-3. Swingle to serve again. Swingle about 10 feet behind the baseline. She runs up, three jumps. Oh, and another dive bomber to Elo. Elo bends down, puts the hands together, and this one, the kill shot is won by Eddington. Eddington flying across the left corner of the net and drives one into the back right corner of the Penguins' side of the court. 7-3. Here's the serve by the Lopes. Served by L.A. Durbin. And once again, all the Penguins creep up to the front, Josh. Nobody in the center row or anywhere near the back. The center was totally empty. The back, ghost town. That's where the lob ended up. It's 8-3. Here's Durbin. Now the jumper. Oh, no. And right to the front of the line. The Penguins tried to help it over, but they never really had control of it. Eddington finally just put it away, reaching over a little tiny bit, but well within the rules. 9-3, Eddington with the killer. Here's the next serve. Penguins trail by 6. We are in game 1, fans. Best of 5, rally scoring. Here's Tiana, Tua, Tagaloa, Durbin with the bump. Here's the set. Over to Eddington. Into the back row. Penguins pick it up. Here's the set over to Gabby. Gabby falling backward. Gabby right into the middle. Eddington. Now they get it into the back. Uh-oh, and another short set. And the Penguins can't time it, Josh. And the killer put away by Shelby Taylor, the 6-foot freshman.
Seems like the Antelopes are hitting DU from every which direction, Stu. They have to be able to stay out of making the mistakes and getting the ball off the hand in this second match, or in this first match, I should say, Stu.
Oh, man. Elo with a great save, and now another great save by Woodrow. Kayla Morphew came running in behind her, tried to pick it up, but it came off of the fists of Morphew, and it was off a kilter slightly. A little bit obtuse out there toward the foyer. 11-3 in favor of the Antelopes, as the Penguins couldn't save that one. Now the attempted kill by Gabby goes up, but a perfect block by Shelby Taylor. And, again, the best defensive league in the conference, Josh, and they just showed why. Taylor, masterful block there. Just all alone, 12-3. Penguins trailing. Here in set number one. Over to the left side, Tiana dinks one into the middle, but anticipated nicely by the Lopes. Into the back corner, and another killer by Taylor. And the short set has worked three times tonight to perfection, Josh.
The short set definitely has worked to perfection for them, Stu. And you know what? DU is just going to have to work better. We saw them get to the ball a lot of times, get a lot of good digs, but they always manage to just get it right over, right out of bounds, not putting anything towards the net. DU is going to have to do a better job of defending the kill. That's what they're going to have to do. They have to do a better job defending the kill, getting those digs, and being a little more accurate with their bumps over the net. And you know what? The Antelopes, you can't say enough about them. They've played great volleyball going into this game. I mean, defensively, we know they're one of the best. Offensively, they're tearing it up. And how about the play of Whitney Estes, who was top 10 honor roll this past week for her great defensive prowess in their last game. So, you know what? You got to give it up to this GCU squad. They're not backing down whatsoever, and they want to go 2-0 on the weekend.
13 seconds left to go there. Good analysis, Josh, on radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio Network broadcasting worldwide. 13-3, Black Holes back up on their feet. Penguins getting smoked here in set number one, Josh. Like to see the DUs turn it around. But so far, the Lopes have just been too tough on the DUs. Here's another poor leave by Woodall. But somehow the DUs get it back, and it drops, and a good kill by Morphew, and I think Morphew missed it. She's shaking her head, no, it's not where I intended the ball to drop, but it fell, 13-4, DUs will take it. Anyway, we can get it. Pecora now to serve it. She's way back beyond the end line of the basketball court. She runs up 15 feet and delivers an ace to Dana Eddington, who was falling out of play, but that one was going to drop, and there's so much topspin, Josh. The ball bites into the oxygen in the Conlin Center, and the Penguins pick up another point, 13-5, DU's trailing. Here's Gabby. So far, Gabby's just been sweet behind the line. Oh, no. And the killer is put down by Erica Elo. Elo rips one off the front line of blockers for the Penguins. Off the hands of Swingle. Swingle couldn't get up high enough. Elo got big-time hops there, 14-5. And the Penguins playing nicely so far, Josh. Not too many mistakes. Just getting outplayed a little bit by the Antelopes so far. Here was one into the back row. Penguins pick it up. It's bumped up by Swingle. Now Tiana. Now Gabby just helps it over, but nothing on it. Uh-oh. Trouble. And the killer by Eddington, the six-footer. Eddington can get so high, Josh. She's so thin and so light, it looks like. Seems like she gets about 5 feet up in the air. Comes down at such a sharp angle with that kill shot. 15-5. The Penguins trailing in set number one. Here's Tiana, and Tiana off balance. Not a good leave by Swingle. Swingle was trying to leave her in a little bit better position, but Tiana was way off balance, and it went way out of bounds. Penguins trail by 11 in set number one. Here's the next serve by Compton. Compton, the 5'7 freshman out of Billings. And now another block after Grand goes up for the attempted kill. She couldn't get it through the arms of Eddington, and Eddington is doing it all, Josh.
She is doing it all, showing a lot of great athleticism, Stu. You really can't take nothing from her. She's been in the right place at the right time every time.
Here's Compton with a nice serve. And helping it over is Swingle. And Swingle sees the back left corner. And Compton broke in from that back left corner as if to help out at the net. And Swingle took the opportunity. Instead of setting it, she came up with a phony set and then helped it over with two hands. Good point. Good heads-up play there by Swingle, 17-6. Here's the serve by Grand. Grand's final night of collegiate volleyball. Here's the block by Morphew, but it goes out of bounds off of Morphew's arms. 18-6. And rotating in for Eddington is Vicky Baller. Baller had a good night last night against the Penguins. Baller, a 5'6 senior. She'll serve Eddington to the bench. And for Penguin fans, they like to see Eddington leave for a little while. She's just been so tough on the DUs tonight. Diving for it. Into the net. Too many hits, and Ashley Sand has come into the game. And Sand makes her presence felt immediately as she comes right into the middle row and puts down a killer. Now here's the service by Tiana Tuatagaloa. That one finds the tape, Josh, and rolls down on the Penguin side. That's not what the DUs needed, 19-7. And the Penguins are getting hammered here in set number one. It was a much closer affair last night. In fact, the Penguins took the Antelopes to five games. Here's the helper by Morphew. She gets it over. Not much on it. Here's Elo now with the kill. Penguins dig it out of the net, but they can't get it up in the air. Diving for it was Morphew. Ball finds the floor. 20-7, Josh. The Penguins trailing by 13.
Not a good look whatsoever, Stu. The Penguins have to try to establish some kind of rhythm in this game, get to playing their type of game, get it going their way. It's going to be a tough and tall order, though.
Shelby Taylor with a nice serve for the Antelopes. Elo now smokes one across, but it's dinked by Swingle. Now they set it up to Morphew. Morphew pounds one over. Now it's bumped up by Henry. Tomika Henry gets one over, and then after she sets it, she goes backward. Oh, no, and this one off of the drifting Morphew from the front left corner, Josh. She missed the ball. She almost whiffed it. It came off the right side of her fist as she was going for the killer. I guess she looked up on it at the last instant because she almost whiffed it, and it stayed on the Penguin side of the net. You don't see that often, 21-7. Here's the next serve by Taylor. Taylor gets off a good one, left side. Here's Morphew into the back left corner. And once again, Compton broke in. And the Penguins have found a little crease in the defense there. And that's when Compton moves out of position. So the DUs pick one up there, 22-7. That's not right. Hey.
What happened?
And right now going to the line to serve for GCU is
They call it 23-8. Well, at least we got the 8, Josh. I talked the scoring table into giving us at least the 8 that we deserve. And here's the poke over by the Lopes. And it was a two-touch called against the Penguins, 24-8. And this is set point, and that's not good. Not considering it set point in favor of the Antelopes. The visiting Antelopes from Grand Canyon University out of Phoenix, Arizona, in the house. Second night in a row. Here's Gabby with the killer. Gabby keeps the Penguins alive. 24-9.
They're going to have to be flawless right now, Stu, if they have any chance of coming back in this first set. 24-9, still a tall order. DU's going to have to play mistake-free volleyball.
Yeah, I'd say a tall order is well put.
Yeah.
That's like the understatement of the century. 24-9, and there's the back right corner, and diving for it is Woodrow. And at the end of set number one, fans, it's 25-9 in favor of the Antelopes, and both sides will switch. Both teams will switch sides, I should say. The Penguins will move off to our right into the northern end of the Conlin Center, while the Antelopes move to the southern side, Josh. With a little bit of analysis on set number one, here's my lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson.
Not much to analyze in that first one, Stu. They pretty much got handled. DU didn't really find a rhythm. They made a lot of mistakes in terms of not being able to return the ball back on serves coming from GCU. In this next game, they're really going to have to step up, and they're going to have to come harder and find a way to establish some kind of dominance and some kind of rhythm, get to playing their type of volleyball that they are used to. GCU's a tough squad. We don't want to let them come in here and beat us twice at home. They got to bounce back, Stu, and that is the biggest and hardest part, is bouncing back after a loss. But DU, they're going to have to step up. They show us at least some of the brilliance from last night, where we saw brilliance last night. I can see them coming out on top, but they got to get things going, and they got to get things going right now because momentum is not on their side.
All right, how about a couple of our new promos for you? Let me hit you up with them.
This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, this is Laurel Grand from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins. Hi, this is Laurel Grand from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins. Hi, this is Laurel Grand from the women's volleyball team at DU.
Hi, this is Lori Matsumala-Piai from the women's volleyball team at Dominican University. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
Hey, this is Gabby Pecora from Dominican Volleyball, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
Hi, this is Sarah from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
Hi, this is Sarah from the women's volleyball team at DU.
Hi, this is Brooke Swingle from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
Hi, this is Ashley from the women's volleyball team at DU. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, Josh, I think they've made it abundantly clear we are the official radio station here at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.dominican.edu, we're broadcasting worldwide. Thank you for joining us tonight. From the NC2A, Josh, the referees in the house up on the ladder, the number one referee is Darlene Taylor. She's assisted by Ray Mink. He's right in front of us. Mink, he looks tough, but he's an old softy. That's a Mink joke.
Good one.
Thank you very much, Josh.
Good one.
I had to tell you that before you didn't laugh at it, and then I was hung out to dry.
How about the black hole, though? The students have showed up tonight to support our seniors in senior night. They got the body paint going.
They're definitely not softies over there in the black hole.
No doubt.
And here's Gabby Pecora to open up set number two with a killer. Pecora with a winner from the right side. Pecora front left corner. Here's an X serve by the Penguins. Off the tape, Swingle drives it across. Boy, there's just so much forward momentum on that one. Now the attempted kill by Whitney Estes, the 5'11 senior out of Gardnerville, Nevada. She hits the top of the tape, and the Penguins put it right back in her mug. 2-zip, DU's on top. Here's Swingle. Bad serve. Swingle shanked it. Left out of bounds. Big hook shot.
You can't make those types of mistakes, Stu. Nope. Especially knowing you're down one game, you got to be able to bounce back.
Here's Elo to serve. Erica Elo, the 5'11 freshman out of Spokane. And Tiana leans back on it. Tiana buckles. Tiana delivers a big one into the back. Oh, no. And I think that one was going to be out. Breaking in, though, from the back left corner was Woodrow. She sticks an arm up instinctively and bats it away. 2-zip. Check it. 2-up. Here is the next serve by Elo. They set it up. Back set by Swingle into the middle. Lopes are all over it. Uh-oh, this one's coming toward Josh. And it almost took out the scoring table, but somehow it stays alive. Not alive. It didn't actually kill anybody. That's Devin Weber down there on the scoring table. She almost got nailed, but she's okay. It's 3-2 Lopes. Right side, Gabby. Back left corner, killer. 3-up.
And that is the type of great play we have been accustomed to seeing from Gabby Pecora, Stu. Great, great shots. Tearing it down, getting the kill. You got to love it.
Here's the next serve by the Penguins. Gabby, who's flawless from the line tonight, knocks a good one in there with so much topspin. Gabby's going to try and go play professionally in Europe once she graduates. She's a bio major. And the putback by GCU is good. It was a great serve, but they set it up nicely. It's 4-3. Penguins trail. Here's a service by Durbin, L.A. Durbin. Had a great night playing libero last night against the Penguins. And Durbin playing great again tonight. And she gets one up to the front row. The killer by Shelby Taylor hits Graham in the left arm. Flies out of bounds. It's 5-3. But the Penguins just have no spunk tonight. It is senior night. You'd think they'd be very spunky, but they're not. It seems like all the momentum is with the Antelopes right now. Back right corner. Front right corner for Sam. She delivers a massive blow, Josh. Big attacking shot into the back left corner. And here's Lachelle Rulin, the 5'2 freshman out of Brentwood. And Rulin has been a massive part of the DU's squad this season. Playing the libero position is Rulin. And a soft dink shot by Estes. And the Penguins can't even... The Penguins were all backing up on that one, Josh, thinking it was going to be a big blow. And like an off-speed delivery, she just softed it into the front left corner. And now here's Compton to serve, 6-4, Antelopes. This one is right on the line, saved by Rulin. Over to Tiana, back left, bumped up by Durbin. Here's a set, left side, softly, Penguins aren't there. Ooh, the Penguins somehow got it after Eddington delivered a big one into the back left corner. Diving for it is Rulin, diving for it is Rulin, diving for it into the bench with a stage dive is Rulin, but she can't get to the ball. That's a great effort there by Rulin, but not a lot of contact with the ball, unfortunately, 7-4. I just hope she didn't get hurt on that. She popped right back up. She's okay. Kind of a tough little freshman is Rulin. And now the Penguins again, Josh. Here we go. Where they leave one in the back, five in the front. And that 5-1 is awfully hard to defend with. That's a tough little placement, 8-4.
We saw that problem last night. DU playing too shallow. It resulted in a lot of points from GCU.
Yeah, here's the next serve by Compton. Compton gets it over left side. Popped up by Eddington. Eddington off the front row of the Penguins. Tipped by the Penguins. Out of play. Antelope point. 9-4. Boy, if the Antelopes keep playing at this level, tonight's going to be over quickly. And I was thinking tonight would go on and on, especially after last night's tiebreaker that went deep. Five games with the tiebreaker last night. But tonight, the Penguins are down not only one set, one love in sets, but they're down 9-4 in the second set. And now Gabby from the back left corner tries to help on a cross. Flat-footed, timeout, Roger Goodwin. 10-4 is the score. 10-4, good buddy, on radio.dominican.edu. And here is my good buddy, Josh Johnson.
Well, Stu, we saw in the beginning of this second set, as we should say, we've been corrected, they're not games, they're sets. DU has just not been able to capitalize due to just great defense from GCU. I mean, at first, the first game last night, we said, oh, they're not capitalizing enough. Now I do see that GCU is just playing such great defense. They're keeping the Penguins a little off balance, and Dominican is really starting to give away some points. Some muff digs, not being able to get the ball and return it right back over the net. Those points have killed us, and those are the ones we give away. We always have said here this entire season, the majority of points we usually lose by are the ones that we have given away on service errors and such. So Dominican needs to correct that.
Here's a special promo for Linda Elzey.
Hey, this is DU head athletic trainer Jesse Mazza, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
That's right. That's my boy Jesse Mazza, who keeps everybody safe and secure here in the event of injury. He's our head trainer. And while I was giving you that promo from Mazza, Brooke Swingle snuck one in there, Josh, and laid a killer in for the Penguins. 11-4. Penguins trail. Here's Compton to serve. And here's Tiana with a smash right back at her. Swingle's behind her. Couldn't save it. And Swingle took it right in the neck. 12-4. Oh, Brooke. Tough play. Not that Brooke did anything wrong. That was just really a tough play for her. Her hands were working nicely, but nobody could work that fast. That was faster than the speed of light. And now Elo with a smash into the back row, bumped up by Gabby, and Gabby led the front row. She was trying to find Grant in the front row, but she led her too much. Preach snuck in right at the top of the net, Josh, and batted it down. I would say about 1,000 miles an hour, perhaps faster. 13-4. Here's Rulin with the bump. Here's the Penguins with a set. Over to Gabby off balance. Back row, Elo bump. Now Preach. Now left side, Eddington. Check it, that was Taylor. Back left corner. And it's good. 14-4.
Dominican has to step up and find some kind of rhythm right now, Stu. GCU is starting to pull away.
They sure are. They've really created a lot of daylight as Compton delivers a nice serve. Front left corner, Kayla Morphew lofts one over nicely. Left side, Eddington. It does not drop. Kayla Morphew's there with a bump. Here's Tiana flat-footed. Back row, batted up by L.A. Durbin. Now the Penguins on defense. Gabby with a bump. Here's the set. Uh-oh, back row, it hits the net. Too many touches. They call it a two-touch. I would say that's too many. T-O-O-T-W-O. 15-4. Penguins on defense again. Here's Compton. The 5'7 freshman is Compton. Compton did a number on the DUs last night. Penguins had a tough night with Compton last night. Good serving Compton. Back left corner is left unattended. Penguins are right there, though. Somehow they get it back. A Swingle ran way back there. Now Preach with a nice set. Now the kill shot by Dana Eddington, the 6-foot senior out of Peoria, Josh. And middle row on the right side. Does Roger Goodwin want another timeout? He does want another timeout. And before we get to that, how about one more promo?
Hi, this is Laurel Grand from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
Well, Josh, 16-4. The Penguins are really going to have to dig deep if they want to make any sort of an impression on this match tonight. So far, it's been nothing but antelopes.
And right you are, Stu. The Antelopes are running away with the lead, and Dominican has to come back with an answer. They just have not, we just do not see the same type of intensity we saw from them last night. Last night was a much tighter game. DU came out firing on all cylinders, but GCU has just come up with an answer to everything that the Penguins have tonight.
Yeah. Josh and I will be here Monday night for women's basketball, Priyana Chambers and the ladies. 5:30 tip-off, fans. Don't miss that one. The return of Scott Davis. Scott Davis, one of the coaches here at DU as the Penguins. Laurel Grand drives one into the center row off the serve. 16-5. Scott Davis, one of the coaches, the first coach to take the women all the way to the championship and win it in 2004. He'll be back Monday night. Brianna Chambers and the ladies. Josh and I will be here 5:30. Now we're back underway as Elo with the bump. Now the set by Preach. Over to Eddington. Back left corner and almost killed the back line judge. Boy, she ducked right out of the way. Josh and almost ripped her head off. Eddington delivered that thing so fast. That had so much on it. She had perfect balance, good height. And right at the apex of her jump, she unloaded a shotgun blast and almost killed the line judge. I'm happy to report that she did not kill the line judge. And the Penguins come right back and answer as Morphew smokes one into the back left corner. 17-6.
Still a lot of work to do, though. The Penguins are going to have to be able to score now. They have to push the pedal to the metal, Stu. And now that they have the points going in their way a little bit, they're going to have to push it harder.
Woodall now with the serve. She's been brought in place of Morphew. And that didn't last very long as the Lopes. Boy, the Lopes just hammered that thing down as L.A. Durbin has come out of the game. And the Lopes have brought somebody back in. I'm not sure if Eddington. No, check it. That's Elo's back in there. And now Preach sets it up to Henry. Henry bops one across pretty nicely. DUs are on it. They can't do much with it. All they can do is keep it alive and set it up for Elo, which is always going to be trouble. And now running in on it is Rulin. And Rulin, down on her knees, instinctively stuck the right arm up there, but Rulin couldn't save it. 19-6, Josh. Here's Shelby Taylor to serve. She bounces it three times with both hands. She's right on the center line. She lofts one across with a lot on it. And now here's Gabby. Smokes one, but Elo picks it up. Nice job of blocking again by the Antelopes as Elo now from the front left corner unleashes the fury. Elo's got the blonde pony straight up again tonight, Josh, and she went flying up and killed that thing right in front of the referee up on the ladder. Now Gabby with the bump. Now they set it back over to Gabby on the front side. Gabby in the open court. Gabby now sets it up to Tamika Henry. Gabby didn't set it up. Gabby got it over. GCU set it up to Tamika Henry. And Henry finished the deal, 21-6. Well, the Antelopes have no problem in the red zone, Josh. I'll tell you that. Here's the next service by Shelby Taylor. Taylor to Gabby. Forward set to Gabby. Back left. Gabby too deep. Gabby was having no success in the front row, Josh. So I think she went for the back edge and laid it in there a little too deep. 22-16 in set number two, fans. Best of five. Penguins trail 1-love in set. And 22-6 is the score in set number two. Bashed across, bumped up by Elo. Set back over to Elo by Preach. Now Elo in the back left corner. It's wide. Penguin point, 22-7. However, 22-7 is... it's a pretty daunting differential. Ruling out as Sands come back in. Now Preach sets it up to Henry. And Tamika Henry again. And she's just warming up, fans. Henry, every time she goes at one, gets about another foot on her jump. And she was so far above the net, Josh. I think she was looking over the net. She was so high. And she delivered the kill shot. And the Penguins couldn't handle it, 23-7. D is now on defense. They set it up. Here's Preach. Left side, Elo. I thought I heard a whistle, but not. Over here toward Josh Johnson. And Jesse Mazza went after that one. But unlike last night, Mazza was a little sloppy. He went for it left-handed, but he couldn't bring it in.
He couldn't bring it in. No hands that time from Jesse.
Set point, fans. 24-7. The Penguins need to do something crazy, and they do. As Gabby Pecora nails one from the front left corner. The final night of play on senior night, 24-8. Here's an X serve by Swingle. Black hole asking for the Penguins to get it going. So let's hope they can. And just as I say that, Josh, Whitney Estes runs in after a perfect set by Kristen Preach. And Estes unleashes the set winner. 25-8 is the final in set number two. And we'll take a slight break now and a couple more of our fabulous promos, Josh. What do you say? Are you ready for a couple more?
Keep them coming, Stu.
You're listening to Radio.Dominican.edu. I'm going to do one. The radio home of the Penguins. Broadcasting worldwide. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Here's Josh. Check it. Here's a few more of our promos.
Hey, this is DU's strength and conditioning coach, Jeff Stanley. And you're listening to Radio.Dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
Hi, this is Lachelle Rulin from the women's volleyball team at DU. You are listening to Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
Hi, this is Laurel Grant from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
This is freshman Amanda from the Dominican University cheerleading squad. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of the Penguins.
Hi, this is Lachelle Rulin from the women's volleyball team at DU. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
Hi, this is Laurel Grant from the women's volleyball team at DU.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
Hey, this is DU's strength and conditioning coach, Jeff Stanley, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, Josh. I love those promos, though. I got to say, when we get the athletes and the cheerleaders and the coaches and the teachers and everybody here talking about radio.dominican.edu, I just love it. 10 seasons of volleyball, fans. Stuart Horn with you. 10 years of Penguin volleyball. What a pleasure it's been. I never anticipated we'd be in the NC2A and we'd have a world-class AD.
Like we do?
At Dominican, like a real school, you might say.
We are a real school.
As if we've hit the big time. I mean, Terry Toomey's the closest thing we've ever had to a real live celebrity, and now we're an NC2A school, except for you, Josh. I mean, you know, of course. 10-8, fans.
Well, I'm a local celebrity. Terry, he's known a little bit outside of the halls of Dominican University.
Yeah, you're a local guy, but
local.
Yeah, everybody knows Terry, though, across the country.
Everyone knows Stu.
He might be worldwide. Speaking of worldwide, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. We're broadcasting worldwide. 7:51 p.m. Saturday, the 14th of November, fans. 09. 7:51 p.m. in California at Dominican University of California on the West Coast. A good old U.S. of A. Senior night, 2009. One last congratulations to Laurel Grand, Gabby Pecora, Tiana Tua, Tagalo, and Jacqueline Woodall. The final night of volleyball, their collegiate career, not softball. They might play softball as well, but as far as volleyball is concerned, tonight's the end. This is it. So the Penguins would love to get at least one set. Currently down 2-0 in sets. Penguins and the Antelopes have switched sides. To start it off on the side out is the Penguins. Brooke Swingle. This one off of the hands of Laurel Grand. Ended up in the grandstand. And almost took out somebody in the front row. That thing came down so hard. One zip in favor of the Antelopes. Out of Grand Canyon University. Here's the dink by Morphew. And a two-touch. No, it's a lift called against the Penguins. They would not give Morphew the benefit of the doubt on that one. I didn't think there was a doubt, but apparently there was. The untrained eye, such as mine, didn't pick it up. I thought Kayla Morphew set it up just right. And into the net is Gabby Pecora, and it's currently 3-0. And we are early in set number 3, fans. It's best of 5 sets. But the Penguins are down 2-0. And they're not loving it. Not a lot of love on the Penguins' side right now, Josh. Except in sets where there is a lot of love. Oh, and there's the Penguins getting a little love as Tamika Henry rushes the net and just missed the setup. It's 3-1. Chili the Penguin is in the house. I'm happy to report on senior night as usual. You might expect just such an appearance by Chili. Over to the left side now. And save by... Great save by Woodrow, but it finds the net. The Penguins tried to dig it out. Tua Tagovailoa got a hand on it, but the Penguins couldn't come up with it cleanly there, Josh. 4-1. Here is L.A. Durbin. The 5'7 sophomore out of Phoenix, the libero player, she knocks one over to Grand on the middle row, front left. Middle row left, I should say. And Durbin with the bump out off of Pecora. I think she tipped it. No, it was wide. Penguins get the point. 5-2. Sand wants to come back in. Rogers going to bring her in. He wants a little rotation. Substitution Sand for Woodall. Boy, Woodall's just been having so much fun this season. Dancing and singing and smiling and having a great go of it, her senior campaign. It's been great to see the Woodall sisters here for DU. And this one's called out, and it's a little bit deep off of the hand in the back left corner from Eddington. And the Penguins, 5-3. And it's actually 4-3, but it says 5-3 on the scoreboard. Should only be 4-3. Is that right, Josh?
I believe it is, okay. And they have corrected it.
And they did correct it, okay. For a second there, I was getting confused. Sometimes I do that where I think the Penguins have fewer or more points than they actually have earned. But in this case, I was correct. And now it's 4-4. After the Penguins, Ashley Sand delivers the descending blow. And here's Kayla Morphew to serve. And she gets a good one off to L.A. Durbin. Durbin, the point of attack for the Penguins serving squad. And here is Tiana Tuatagaloa, a big overhand smash. Now this one comes off of Shelby Taylor. Taylor spins on it, Josh. A lot of side spin, and it was diving. 5-4, Penguins trail.
Penguins are trailing, Stu, but they have played tighter this game than they have the first two. They are being a little more aggressive, and I'm liking the play out of them. They have to do this. They have to win this set. It's do or die.
Yeah, I would agree. They are playing much tighter in this third set. Back left corner, Morphew brings it up. Nice play there by Morphew as she dug for it and managed to bring it back. Here's some just soft batting back and forth and a wide kill attempt by Dana Eddington, the 6-foot senior. And Eddington can't find the court. Five up. This is the best position the Penguins have been in of the first three sets. By this point, in the first two sets, Josh, the Penguins were in jail. But right now they're tied at five. Here over to the left side, Gabby. Oh, no. Pecora, net ball. Pecora went up for the jumper there, Josh, and must have mistimed it. Came to the ball a little tiny bit late. As Eddington's back to the bench, in her place is Ballard. Ballard, the 5'6 senior, serves in her place. Pumped up, left side, Grand. Grand bats it back into the net. Dead ball, Penguins tied, six up. Good play there by Laurel Grand. And Grand, as a consequence, will be back to serve. Six up, fans. Grand, back left corner. Chopped up by Ballard. Elo, just helping it over, nothing on it. Left side, Sand turns on it, into the net. Preach tried to dig it out, Josh. Penguins go ahead for the first time tonight, 7-6, Dominican.
You can credit that to great shots by the Penguins and maintaining their composure on the defensive end, not playing too shallow, playing good, smart volleyball still.
Laurel Grand with an ace, 8-6. All of a sudden, the Penguins are storming back in a big way, Josh. Here's Laurel Grand. Two in a row for Grant. Another perfecto. Diving in on it is Compton. And the kill shot tipped out off the hands of Swingle by Elo. Boy, Elo's going to have a wild box score tomorrow. Elo's done a lot of good work tonight for the Lopes. Boy, has she been tough on the Penguins tonight. Playing that front row beautifully. Dug out of the net nicely by Swingle. Into the back right corner. Wildly swiping at it was Bowler and the Penguins. Pick up another one, Josh. 9-7, Sand out, Woodrow in, service Penguins. Penguins off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center, from which they seem to play their best ball. I don't know why, but I'll bet you anything, if you looked at the stats, Josh, the D's have been better from that southern end, and the Penguins now can't handle this kill shot delivered by the Lopes. It's 9-8 DU, but serving as Preach. Preach, softs one to Gabby. Bumped by Swingle. Here's Pecora, back right corner, called in. And that was in. And with laser-like accuracy, Josh, that was a volleyball kill. 10-8. Swingle, oh, what a great play there by Pecora. Once in a while, Pecora can just blow your mind, you know? She's so, so good. And you know what? She's a cool young lady, too. Talking to the coach before the game. As the Lopes pick one up, 10-9. He could not say enough about Pecora and what a fine person she is, as well as one of the greatest volleyball players he's ever had the pleasure of coaching. So that was really nice to hear. And Tuatagaloa now from the front left corner kills one on senior night, 11-9. Here's Gabby to serve for the Penguins. Yeah, at the end of the day, Roger really likes his players.
Oh, all yeah, right, definitely folks. Loves them still.
You got to love them. Yeah, you're a coach. You got to, you know, you just got to really, you travel with them. You spend so many months a year with them. And the Penguins,
you know,
on defense, can't handle that one. Here's L.A. Durbin. Yes, Josh?
And we mentioned, Stu, especially as an NCAA athlete, you're more likely to spend more time studying on the road than you are in class.
Yeah,
so these girls get real tight over, you know, the seasons.
Here's a nice save by Grand, just helping it over. Here's Preach, front row. Tiana Tuatagaloa and Kayla Morphew reach up for the block, but they can't do anything with it. 11 up, that's four aces on the board. The Penguins haven't been tied this late in the game all night. Here's L.A. Durbin with an ace. 12-11, Antelopes. Grand Canyon University out of Phoenix, Arizona, fans. in the house at the Conlin Center. Here's Ellie Durbin into the net, 12 up.
And the Mark Eagles give a gift there, Stu.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of service errors from the Antelopes. Very few. Here's Morphew. And the bump up by Eddington, who's re-entered, obviously. She wouldn't be bumping it if she hadn't re-entered. Here's Tiana with a killer. Oh, Tiana. Softened one. And, there's a lob into the back row. No Penguins anywhere near the back row. They haven't been as bad tonight with that collapsing toward the net, Josh, as they were last night. But the Penguins all vacated their positions there in the back row, and it was six on the net. And that's tough to defend with, 13-12. Especially when Elo lobs one over. And there's clearly Elo has seen that crease that the Penguins opened up last night. And there's a point for the Penguins. The great play by the DUs. Preach dug for it, but couldn't do anything with it, 13 up.
Well, they know it's do or die, Stu. You got to win this one, and every game from here on out is do or die if the Penguins want to stay in it.
Preach reached up. Preach saw a crease in the middle of the house and dumped it in there, the Penguin campfire. Out Eddington. Back in there, Fowler. So, Baller and Eddington kind of platoon. And whenever it comes time for Eddington to serve, Baller comes in. And this one is way over the Penguin bench. Out of play, 15-13 after a great serve. Baller credited with an ace, fans. Here's Baller, back left corner, Tiana, another ace. No, it's, yeah, that's another ace. Penguins couldn't dig it out enough. Tiana did something with it. Then Swingle tried to do something more with it. Then Swingle tried to do a little bit more with it. But the bottom line was, it fell, 16-13. Penguins in jail, Josh. They're playing better now all of a sudden, but they are in trouble.
They are in trouble, Stu, and you know what? I think in this game it's going to come down to who is going to make the less mistakes and who is going to be smarter at the end of the day in terms of how they conduct themselves with the smart plays. I mean, we've seen DU have a lot of great play up front out of Ashley Sand, also Brooke Swingle, but, you know, we've seen a lot of also outstanding play out of Estes from GCU. Don't forget about Preach and Elo. So it's going to be a real, real tough one to pull out because it's now pretty much gut check time. As DU always says, they try to go for the juggler every chance they get. And this is the perhaps the last opportunity they're going to have at home to walk away and stay alive with somewhat of a hope for a win.
Well, you're absolutely right. Not only is it senior night, but it is the final night on the schedule. Away games included, Josh. So the DUs are going to have to dig deep if they want to keep playing a little longer. We're back underway, fans. Penguins on defense. Dug out nicely by Compton. Now the smash. Penguins back on offense. Oh, into the back corner. Saved by Compton. L.A. Durbin bashes it across. Uh-oh, trouble. Tiana runs in on it. Swingle now sets it over to Laurel Grand. Spinning 360 was Compton. What a play. Right side Elo. Deep. Tipped out Penguins. And the point goes to the Antelopes.
How about the athleticism on Elo? She got way up above the rim, came down with the kill right off the finger of the DU player. You have to appreciate that type of athleticism, Stu.
Yeah, it's a great, great play there, broadcasting worldwide. Here you go, guys. Right here. 17-13. Here's the serve now by Durbin, ace. Boy, she's serving beautifully.
DU's going to have to come up with an answer soon and quick, Stu. Real tough right now for these Lady Penguins to hang in there tight. This GCU team is hitting them from all angles.
You're right. Here's the next serve by Durbin. Back left corner, check it. That's not Durbin. That's Baller. Penguins are on it. Penguins are keeping it alive. Over to the right side. Dinked up into the net. Four hits. And the Penguins get a much-needed point there. 18-14. Well, the Penguins really needed that one. They're down two love in sets. Best of five. Sets. So the DUs are backs against the wall. They really need it now. Right side, Elo. Elo finishes the deal. Elo with another killer. Boy, Elo is... That is one athletic young lady. I mean, she's really got it from that. You set one up to her in that front left corner, forget about it. She is deadly.
You can take it to the bank, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
she has been outstanding tonight.
Yep. She is really good. I mean, we'll criticize where it's due, but we'll also praise where it's due, and Elo has been a huge part of the success on this trip for the Antelopes. This one over the net now. The Penguins have got it. Penguins bring it up. They bump it up Rulon. There's the set Swingle. Sand, back left corner. The killer by Sand.
Great, great job by Sand, showing great awareness on the court, seeing the crease and hitting it. You like to see that play out of your true freshman, Sue. It gives you confidence going into next season, knowing that you have some players continuing that are great volleyball players and that you have recruited well.
19:50, rolling back out. Pecora's back in there. And a good fake by, oh man, Tamika Henry with a super fake. Set it up for Elo and the killer back left. Out, Compton, in, Whitney Estes, serving Kristen Preach. 20:15. I'm starting to get nervous, Josh. The DU's got to get it going. And now the bump by Gabby. The attempted save by Swingle. Gabby couldn't do anything with it. Swingle had no position trying to set that thing up. She just dove for it, trying to keep the ball alive. And couldn't keep it alive was the bottom line. 21:15, fans. We have reached another timeout. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And as usual, this broadcast will be available for download immediately following tonight's game. For all the information on DU Athletics from Dominican University of California, please check the official athletics website, DominicanAthletics.com. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California in our 10th year on the air. 17 seconds to go in the timeout. It's 8:06 p.m. on the West Coast. In California, Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters on the 14th of November, 09. NC2A Penguin Volleyball, Roger Goodwin style. Penguins are 1-14, and their backs are up against the wall, figuratively speaking. Here's Preach to serve. 21:15. DUs are still in this one, Josh, but they can't give up four more before they win another nine. And they pick one up there. And now it's 21:16, and Swingle has a chance to keep the Penguins' hopes alive. She gets one into the back left corner, shanked it out of bounds, Josh. And I can feel the season coming to a close rapidly. I don't like it, 22:16. It's always bittersweet seeing the seniors go, as it is to lose any match. Here's Elo with a beautiful serve. Now they set it up to Tiana. Tiana bashes one up to L.A. Durbin. Back set over to Estes. Penguins are on it. Another set by Durbin. Now they get it to Elo. Back left corner. Oh, Elo. She can nail one from the back row with a lot on it. She gets up so high. This one smacked across nicely by Eddington. And the Penguins are on it at the top of the net. Chopped up by Gabby. Saved by Swingle. Now, oh, Tiana, Gabby across into the back row, Durbin, into the net, Penguin point, 22-17, the DUs are staying alive, Josh.
Staying alive is all they can do right now, Stu. They have to keep fighting. This is, your season comes down to this right now.
Yeah.
GCU is 3 points away from putting your lights out. They have to step up with an answer.
Yeah, that's right. Forever. Oh, and it's called out, and it looked to me like the service by Gabby Pecora may have hit the line, Josh. Boy, that was close. But it was called out, 23-17. I think that may have been, I'm almost certain that was Pecora's final serve of her collegiate career. And I hate to see it be wide. Here's Grand over to Durbin. She's had such a great career, has Gabby. Now this one's bumped up. Penguins in trouble. Tiana leaning for it. Uh-oh, set point. Tiana couldn't get under it, Josh. Set point, fans. 24-17. Match point. Match point. Rogers calling for the Penguins to dig deep and get this one. Bumped up over to Grand. Softly into the middle, Preach. Preach to Durbin. Trouble for the Penguins. Eddington, uh-oh. Save it, trying to save it. DU's into the grandstands. And that's it, fans. That is the end. Final score, 25-17. Antelopes in three. Senior night. Wow. Fans, want to thank you on behalf of Josh and the rest of the radio crew. Thank you for listening this season. It has been just a fantastic and exciting and wonderful inaugural season for the Penguins in the NC2A. The Penguins can hold their heads high while they finish the season in conference at 1-15. They got that one, and the one really matters. It's been great. Coach Goodwin, another solid effort. His ladies, I can only see the Penguins getting better. And I'll tell you what, having watched the Penguins for the last 10 seasons of volleyball, they did get better this season. They just played in a tougher conference. NC2A is a whole different ballgame, but it's a much more fun and exciting place to be. 25-17 the final in set 3. The Penguins go down in 3 at the end of the season. The final night of collegiate play for Laurel Grand, Gabby Pecora, Tiana Tuatagaloa, and Jacqueline Woodall. Fans, that'll do it. From the Conlin Center, Stuart Horn saying so long and thank you again. Josh and I will be back on the air Monday night at 5:30 with Penguins women's basketball. Brianna Chambers and the ladies, 5:30 tip-off, radio.dominican.edu.